if you've got loans and they've got escrow accounts set up for you, they promise that they're going to pay the property tax bill when they get it. And so you got property taxes, not only for your state, you got them for your city, extra property tax bills, maybe HOA fees, who knows? Property taxes is a big thing and they're not cheap anymore.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there and Happy New Year. Hope you had a great Merry Christmas here. Today's topic in our podcast, this episode's going to deal with QuickBooks year-end things to do right now. And I'm Mike Butler, and I want to welcome you to our 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And in this session here, we're going to go over some things that you can do right now, even before the end of the year. I know it's a day before, but even before the end of the year, that'll help you in all aspects of your real estate investing business. So what we're going to start off with is, number one, I use QuickBooks Pro Desktop for PCs, and I've been using that since 1990 or 91. It works great. And I'd also want to let you know that last year, about this time, I wrapped up an 11-month, three-year deep dive audit of everything I own by the IRS. And using this system here, I came out smelling like a rose, a green light, no extra income tax, no late penalties, no interest, nothing. My CPA was shocked. So this is a proven system. And I asked my CPA, can I tell you guys this? And said, absolutely. So what it's called is the InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking. There is no monthly subscription. It's a one-time investment, and you can get a 50% discount right now by calling Maria at 502-709-9889. But anyway, here's what we're going to cover on the things that you need to do right now in your QuickBooks, okay, using QuickBooks Pro Desktop. So number one, principal pay downs. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, so let's say you borrowed money on an investment property, okay, whether it's a mortgage, loan, what have you. Well, throughout the year, okay, we're not going to do a split transaction and do this much for principal, this much for interest, because guess what? That principal stuff, it comes out of your bank account. That's true cash coming out of your account. So here's what you do. Throughout the year, every loan payment, PI only, okay, you're going to report all that interest expense. And then one time at the end of the year, you're going to make an entry dated December 31st of that year, and you're going to go in and see, enter your principal pay down for that particular loan. Okay. Now we're going to repeat that very same process. Number two, the second module here is capitalized expenses. Now, if you've got a formally trained bookkeeper, accountant, or CPA doing your books for you, here's what I see happen too many times working with investors all over that are using this system. They've got a bookkeeper, accountant, or CPA that does their book for you, the real estate investor. And what happens is they're actually taking all your stuff, your business transactions, and they're setting it up inside of their bookkeeping system to make it easy for them at tax time. Well, guess what? I've seen this happen. What if you bought a property or you got a rental property and you put a new roof on it and it cost you $10,000? Well, guess what? That's not going to show up on your cash flow report or your profit and loss report, because they say, hey, the roof gets capitalized. That doesn't show up on that report. We put it in your asset. Well, guess what? I get madder than a mashed duck, because guess what? That $10,000 came out of my checking account. I want to see it on my report so I get a real true picture of my cash flow. So throughout the year, any of the capitalized expenses improvements that I do get entered into capitalized expenses. And then, just like principal pay downs, at the end of the year, I do an entry of 1231 of that year. And then I move the capitalized expenses. I got a sub account there, and I move it over to the asset. Okay. Because that's added to the cost basis of dollars invested for that property. And then whatever those capitalized expenses are, my CPA, he looks at it. He does the schedule, the depreciation, all that. I don't want to have any part of that. That's his job. Okay. Number three, insurance. Okay. So module three deals with insurance, and insurance is you may think, well, that's no problem, Mike, but guess what? If you've got loans on properties, many times the lenders will force you to, in addition to the loan payment, which is principal and interest, okay, they'll want you to pay or force you to pay additional monies that they will hold in reserve, which they might call an escrow account, to pay your property taxes and insurance on this property down the road. Okay. And so what happens is, what if they don't do that? That's not good. So I'm going to show you in module 3 how to make sure that you got all your insurance payments in there, and that if you paid it, you want to really report that as an expense. And then the other thing is, it also helps you find if you got properties that don't have insurance on them. Okay. So I have found that myself. So module number 4, okay, that's property taxes. Now, I went through some things this morning, and today's date is the December 30th, day before New Year's. Okay. And I actually found one of our nice properties. Property taxes hadn't been paid. We thought we paid them all on December the 1st. So I caught that because of these year-end things to do. And I'll show you what to look for. And we went across and saw, goose eggs for that one. So I went and researched it online. Sure enough, hadn't been paid. And so I paid that so we don't get any interest or late fees and all that garbage. Okay. So property taxes is module number 4. And once again, property taxes, if you've got loans and they've got escrow accounts set up for you, they promise that they're going to pay the property tax bill when they get it, right? And so you got property taxes, not only for your state, you got them for your city. Like I'm in the city of Glenview. We got properties in the city of Shively. So those are extra property tax bills, maybe HOA fees, who knows? Okay. So property taxes is a big thing and they're not cheap anymore. So that's module 4. Number 5 is a balance sheet. Now, when I got started and I heard that word, I didn't know what it meant. I just pretended like I did. Okay. But a balance sheet is pretty simple. It's what you own. Okay. How many dollars you have invested in stuff that you've owned. Okay. It's good stuff. And then you have your liabilities, what you own and what you owe. That's a balance sheet. Okay. In a nutshell. So there's a module on that. Probably take 10, 15 minutes showing you how powerful that is for both you, for your business, and for your CPA at tax time. And then module number 6, we're going to do what's called a careful tax summary review. What's powerful about this one here, guys, so you're in the trenches, you know, especially if you've got a job. I mean, you're burning a candle at 26 ends, it seems like. And you're trying to grow your real estate business to get those 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years, do it safely and quickly. But how often do you sit back and really take a serious look at your business from a 30,000 foot view? Okay. And I show you how to do that in module 6. And I'll show you how to do that looking at your profit and loss, looking at a cash flow report. What's the difference between a cash flow report, a profit and loss report, and a tax summary report? If you don't know the difference between those things, you might think they're all the same thing. But anyway, we'll look at that. We'll look at the balance sheet and we'll look for things that are weird. Okay. This doesn't look right. And I'll show you how to do that. It's pretty simple and short and to the point. Now, number 7 is property sold. So many of us get started, and I did this too. So I'm a buy and hold guy. I'll buy it, hold it, rent it out. But every once in a while, before I had enough properties to pay all of my staff, I would get a project to do a buy, fix, up, and sell to generate chunks of cash. Well, today, a lot of folks call that flipping, flopping, being a dolphin or whatever. And that's fine, wholesaling, whatever. But you might buy a property and fix it up, sell it. You might buy a property and wholesale it. But you got properties that you've sold, okay? And so we get so excited, including me. So we go to the closing. We walk out with a big fat check if you did things right. And so we get in our QuickBooks and we enter our deposit where we sold the property. Well, guess what? That's step 1 is entering the closing statement. You got a step 2, a step 3, and a step 4 that is a must with every time you sell a property. And I found myself many times just entering the deposit and say, I'll get to that other stuff later. Well, now's the time at this year end things to do. Take a look at that and make sure you did step 2 and step 3 and step 4. And I must admit that there's been quite a few years where I didn't do step 2, 3, and 4. And I caught it at the year end and doing this careful tax summary review module number 6. I found it. Okay. Before we do our tax returns and send it over to our CPA to file our tax returns. So the property sold thing, that's pretty big. and it makes sense. And then we have, that's a bonus session on property sold, a bonus module. Number 8 is auto backup. I'll show you how to set up your investor books to where every time you close it, it backs it up just automatically. You don't have to think, you don't have to click on backup, nothing. Okay. So that's a bonus module there. The other thing is I give you tips on how to properly prepare. You need to have a meeting with your CPA before you send them the stuff to do your taxes. And so here's what you're going to do. You're going to print out two of your latest current and updated profit and loss. Okay. And you're going to take two copies of that and two copies of your balance sheet. Have a meeting with your CPA. In today's world, you can do it on Zoom. Maybe you go to their office, but you're going to sit down and you're going to get your CPA to look over these two reports and they'll find stuff. Sometimes I'll take a red pen with me or something or a pencil and I'll write down on the side, oops, okay, I sold this house. I no longer own it. So I got to zero that out. Okay. And so I'll make some notes in there. Then I go back home or go to my office and I'll go in and I'll make those adjustments, make those changes. And then I show you there's three simple things to do. You print them to PDF, email them to your CPA, and bingo, you're filing your taxes. So that's a wrap up of the year-end things to do. In addition to doing 1096s, 1098s, 1099s. Okay. So if you've loaned money to people and you've secured it with a mortgage, and remember only loan to investors, well, then you'll send them a 1098 for their interest that they have paid. And 1099s to independent contractors who have done over $600 worth of work that you've paid them throughout the year. That's just an overview. One special tip, I want you to write this down. Get IRS Publication 527. IRS Publication 527. This is a guide involved with rental properties and real estate investing. Okay. It's got a lot of stuff in there about your capitalized expenses and more. So that covers that there, but I'm going to allow you to get these 6 modules. They're short how-to videos. Okay. Very short. They're not 2-hour workshops or anything like that, but we take each one of those modules. I show you how to do it right inside of your QuickBooks, right inside your investor books. And you can get those 6 modules plus the 2 bonus modules, all of these short how-to videos for only $19.95. That is a bargain, guys. Okay. And you're going to get 24/7 access to all of these from now until April the 15th. Okay. Go online right now. Go to mikebutler.com/QB6. QB stands for QuickBooks. So go to mikebutler.com/QB6. And you can get all of these with the 2 bonus modules for only $19.95. And oh, I just thought of something else. One more thing. Okay. If you don't have QuickBooks Pro desktop, Amazon's running a sale on it right now. I cannot find an expiration date anywhere, but you can save $100 right now on QuickBooks Pro desktop 2022. Go to Amazon, just enter in the search field, QuickBooks Pro desktop for PCs. You don't want to get the online version. It doesn't work. Desktop for PCs. Okay. And I could go on to describing a whole bunch of stuff there, but I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for joining me. Please follow me. Please subscribe. Do whatever. Share it with friends. We are rocking and rolling. And I want to hear your success story. Fire me. Go to my website. Hit contact us. And I'd like to hear your success story of learning and using the resources and tools that you've learned from Mike Butler here. So adios. See you next year. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.